Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local public libraries.
My name is Dawn Jardine. I am the Director of Library Services up in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
And my name is Sarah Marshall. I'm the Library Director in Kent, Connecticut.
Our theme this week is Summer Reading Program. Is that correct, Sarah?
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I think this issue you're having with the internet is a really great place to start, because that is one of the demands of our summer programming. Around here, we, of course, lose power now and again, lose internet now and again. And our library, I'm sure yours is the same, it has become a refuge for many people, both for getting out of the heat and staying cool, but also we have so many more people now working from home. And when their internet goes out, the world just stops. So they come here and really pack our tables and are mostly bringing in their own computers and just trying to get something done. So
That's very true. Yeah, we observe the same thing in Great Barrington and up in Housatonic at Ramsdell. A lot of people just bringing their laptops, hanging out. And also I think it's not just the internet, but also just maybe for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
To get out of their house.
It's hard to work at home and not, like, fold laundry. At least that's how it is for
exactly.
me.
Yeah.
Or people asking you for things. That's also no good.
Yes, I can relate. So, yeah, let's talk about summer reading a little bit. And do you want to go first, Sarah, and tell us a little bit about what's going on at Kent?
Sure, happy to. So here in Kent, we have a summer reading program for adults, and we have a summer reading program for kids and another one for teens. And they've all been busy and enthusiastically received. For the children, both for individual kids and then for the really little ones, we do them sort of with their families. We do a project where it's like a bingo board, and they do different types of book-related or not necessarily book-related, I suppose, all sorts of different activities. And when they get a bingo, they get an opportunity to win prizes. We have like a whole bunch of boxes that are connected to fun prizes, and they can put their ticket in, and we do a drawing every week. That's been lots of fun. The teens do slightly different types of work. We have a point system for them where they either attend programs or they volunteer either here at the library or somewhere else in the community, or they do a kind of a book-related or arts-related project. We're really forgiving about how all of that works. And when they get 8 points at the end of the summer to doing, for 1 point for all of those different activities, and it can be really custom for each kid. They can even do it if they're not living in Kent. They can do it from somewhere else. They can be at camp and still figure out a way to do it. They get a $25 gift card at the end of the summer, which is very exciting for that age group. And then for the adults, we have a program that's based on adventure and travel, and if they read certain books from other countries or written by authors outside of the United States, they have this passport, they get stamps. There's a drawing there's two drawings for the summer prize. There are lovely gift baskets of fun travel activities. And then there's also, if they go everywhere around the world in their reading, they'll get a gift card to our book sale. We run a book sale that's one of our main income streams here in Kent, and it goes from Memorial Day through October, and it's a huge tourist draw, but it's also a real favorite of the locals. So people, the idea of $10 at our book sale will get you some pretty significant action there. So that's been popular, too. We've been doing really well with all these different programs. How about you up in Great Barrington?
First of all, I have to say your book sale sounds interesting.
Yeah. Oh, interesting is a good word for it. It's a big endeavor because it's every weekend for, 5.5, 6 months. So you can just imagine the volunteer time that it takes. It is run by volunteers. I kind of oversee it as director, but I cannot afford the time it would take to really make it work. So it's this lovely community project that everybody around here looks forward to. And, the donors love it, like the book donation people, because they feel like they're giving their books to somebody who's going to love them, and it supports the library. The merchants on Main Street love it because it is such a draw, and it brings tourists from all over. And then the people who are buying the books love it because they're book lovers. So it's, and then the volunteers love it because they're, most of our volunteers are older, and it's a really social activity to be outside on Main Street selling stuff. It's sort of like how fun it was when you were a kid and you ran a lemonade stand. Well, that's what our cashiers get to do. They love it. So it's been around for a long time, almost 50 years, but it's getting larger and larger. Maybe a little unwieldy, but you know, we're figuring that out. It's a big endeavor, though, for sure.
That's very cool. I might have to come down and check it out.
I hope so.
I'm in Connecticut quite often, actually, in Litchfield County, and that sounds like a big one, so I might like to see it.
Great.
We have something similar here, actually, in the summers. The friends bring their books out onto the front lawn on weekends, and it's just like you said, a lot of people gather on the front lawn and see what's available, and it kind of becomes a fun people-watching spot,
right.
I think, and a place where people connect right in the center of town. So yeah. That's kind of cool. But for summer reading, well, we have a new youth librarian, and she's into insects.
Oh.
So we have a theme of insects that kind of goes with the sustainability and environmental theme in Massachusetts this year. And just this morning, we received delivery of an exhibit from Berkshire Museum that's all about monarch butterflies and their metamorphosis. So that's really exciting.
Neat.
And she also has a different kind of caterpillar down there, and they're busy spinning their chrysalises, and we'll be watching them as they turn into butterflies. But she also has some insects that are kind of encased in resin.
Oh.
And so kids can look at them with magnifying glasses and turn them over and study them. And she has some activities like to pick out the ones that actually are insects as opposed to other kinds of creatures like arachnids and even snails. And so kids are kind of into that. And she also has some live crickets down there, which I have been avoiding a little bit.
They have really scary faces, I'll tell you that.
They do, like that movie, was it Ant?
Oh,
with Dean Crickets, remember?
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of insects myself, but I will grant that they are very interesting creatures, and kids certainly love them.
They certainly do.
So it's an exciting program. And we have similar kinds of things happening where, you know, kids get tickets when they come into the library during the summer, and then at the ice cream party at the end of the season, we'll draw for prizes in each of the age groups.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's what we're up to.
What do you do for the adults? Do they have a reading program too?
We don't necessarily have a reading program for the adults, but Jamie, our adult programmer, has writing programs that are starting for them this month, and also a poetry writing series that is starting this month. And then she has some book reading events lined up. And then for teens, there's a tie-dyeing program coming up with Betsy, one of our clerks here at the library at Mason. And there's a museum event coming up for kids, and this weekend there's Forest Park Zoo is coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to come here on Saturday for that because I'm excited to see what animals they bring.
Nice. Yeah, they're always animal programs are always popular. That's our end of summer program on August 10th for the kids. A group called Furry Scaly Friends is coming.
Yes. I'm hoping for furry, but I'm okay with scaly.
Maybe just not crickety.
Just not, yeah. As long as the animals are big enough for me to clearly see, then I'm happy.
There you go. So do you have any, so you mentioned upcoming events. We've got a couple of neat upcoming events. We've got a group coming to talk tonight about interesting tales about the oblong, which is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Connecticut used to own a piece of New York that is referred to as the Oblong. It's where Millerton is and Wasaic. And there's all sorts of cool old stories about that piece of land. It was a trade. I think it had something to do with Connecticut getting Greenwich, and we had to give up the Oblong.
That's interesting.
It is neat. So that's happening actually later on today. Then on Saturday, there's a program all about AI that will be really interesting. Later in the summer, I think it's maybe the first week of August, we are having a veterinarian to the stars in Manhattan who's just written a book called Pets in the City, and she's got lots of cool stories to tell about talk about furry friends, about all the fancy people that want special care for their pets in New York, and that'll be interesting. And that is a book which you can buy. I'm sure it's on Amazon. It's certainly here at our local bookstore. And then other than that, you know, we really do focus heavily on programs for kids and families in the summer. So we've got an up-to-date website that keeps people informed, and you know, certainly for the teens in particular, attending programs is what gets them closer to their prize. So we really hope to see those numbers strong at the end of the summer.
I'm actually looking at your website, and there are some really cool things here, like clean and teen cupcake decorating.
Oh, yeah. So that began...
I bet that'll be popular.
Yeah, a couple of years ago we started doing that basically it's like a cake war. And we've got a lot of lovely restaurants and bakers around here, so we get sort of quote unquote celebrity judges who the kids, we have them do the baking elsewhere. We don't have a kitchen. We will at some point, but we don't have one right now. And they bake their cupcakes at home, and then they spend like an hour or so decorating them. They usually, most of them come in with like a written plan of what they're going for. So it's a lot of fun. Any sort of competition is good, but when you have competition and sugar, it's a win-win there.
Yeah, exactly.
So they love it.
Yeah, I love it. We've actually been talking for a good 10 or 15 minutes already, I think. So maybe we should move on to talking about the books that people are reading.
Sure. Probably like you, we're having a hard time keeping the women on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Kristen, Hannah, we've actually done something we don't normally do and added multiple copies. We are a small library, so for us to have multiple copies of a book, it's got to be really popular. And we've got two copies, and it's still six deep for the holds on that one. It's been a real favorite this summer. A few other ones that are popular are the new Anthony Horowitz, Close to Death, the Friday Afternoon Club, which is a memoir by Griffin Dunn. The children's collection is always interesting because we have a program here in Connecticut called the Nutmeg Awards. I'm not sure if you do anything like this similarly in Massachusetts, but basically it's this list that's created by a committee of librarians and teachers and students also, and they put together a list of 10 different books in multiple age categories, and the kids all through the state read them over the year, and then they vote, and it's a contest, and of course they get their favorites, their favorite writers, and they're lovely because they're all vetted. So basically, every book that makes the Nutmeg list, if you want to join the committee, you have to commit to reading like 300 books in the year in advance. The books have to be available on paperback, and they can kind of be about anything, but basically anything that's made it to that Nutmeg list, you know, is approved by a really good group of active readers. So those we always have copies of our own, but then our local public school is lovely about loaning us their copies over the summer so we can boost up our circulation of those really popular books. And they just fly off the shelves because the kids, you know, a lot of people do like reading off a checklist, and they will read all of them, and then they'll ardently argue for their favorite. And then what's really nice is that often at the end of the year, when they do the voting, it comes out in May, the winning authors will do visits into the local public schools. And it's just a really popular program. And my children grew up with this also. there just wasn't a loser in the bunch. I mean, they're always good. And so we keep them all labeled in perpetuity so that if I have someone who comes into the children's room and I'm no longer a children's librarian, so I'm not necessarily up to date on all the new stuff, I know I can hand them a nutmeg and it's going to be good. They're going to like it because it's really past muster from all of these different readers. So that's been the hot stuff happening for our books. How about you?
Well, same. The Women by Kristen Hannah, mm-hmm. and I'm on that list myself,
yeah.
and I don't know when I will be able to get it. But I was curious, not only did we buy multiple physical copies, but I also bought multiple digital copies.
Wow.
Because in our system on Libby, there are almost 1,700 holds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's pretty popular. I really can't wait to get my hands on it.
It is. I will admit, I read it,
yeah.
and I liked it. And at first, I at this time of the year, I don't always want to read heavy stuff. I tend to read a lot of sort of lighter things in the summer. And I was like, I don't want to read about the Vietnam War. Well, it is about the Vietnam War, but it's really about a person and her connections. And Kristen Hanna, she's incredible. She can make anything, any subject matter readable. She's fabulous.
Well, I was also curious, and I looked up to see what was hot at our library for kids' books.
Mm-hmm.
And the two things that came up at the top of the list were, of all things, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Franklin Dixon, which is a pen name, as
mm-hmm.
I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I read those as a kid.
Right.
It's pretty cool that kids are still reading those now. And then the Lily and Milo picture books.
Right? Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Pauline Ode, I think.
Okay.
I think it's a Dutch name. So I thought that was interesting. But the other adult books that are really in demand here are different than the ones that you mentioned.
Huh.
So folks up here want to read James by Percival Everett.
Oh, loved it. Loved it.
Yes. And All Fours by Miranda July.
Okay.
And Northwoods is still way up there.
That's still way up there for us, too. And I really
still
loved that book.
There.
That was one I read when occasionally I feel like I have to read what I call a real book. And that was one of the more recent real books I read. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here for books.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah, that sounds great. So anything else we need to know about Great Barrington Library System?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Well, as you know, we have two libraries here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the main library, Mason, in the village of Great Barrington, which, you know, a lot of people are familiar with. A lot of people come here on vacation.
Yeah.
But up in Housatonic, there's a little gem of a library that's also ours called Ramsdell.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramsdell is just, it's really kind of, it manages to be adorable and stately at the same time.
Wow.
It's small, but it's a beautiful library, and I really recommend, you know, if you're looking for something to do, to take a drive up there and check out Ramsdell.
Oh, neat.
Because it's a really beautiful library.
And on that note, we're going to need to say goodbye.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we got carried away a little bit.
We did. Well, you know, librarians, we just keep going.
You did a great job.
Thank you. It was really fun to talk to you, Dawn.
You too, Sarah. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.